Good evening, church. We start our second lesson in our series this evening. Just a quick reminder, on Wednesday night again, there'll be the ECBC classes running as well. Obviously, while we'll be having our Bible study here, but there'll also be ECBC classes starting this Wednesday. Alright, so our lesson is entitled, Drought is Coming. And I know that for some of us in our life, we've been through a drought, we've maybe faced drought, maybe we're currently battling with it, ongoing. And I hope that this evening's lesson and some of the things that we look at will encourage you and empower you within God's Word to continue forward no matter what. Even when things seem as though there's no hope, that we will just push on and work through and get to the place where God needs us to be. And it's no different to Elijah. This morning's lesson, we looked at it and we saw what a man or a woman of God should be and the characteristics that they should exhibit. And then this evening, we're going to look at some of the things that God does for us and the way He maybe trains us in order to prepare us for what is about to come. And we looked at verse 1 this morning and we saw that Elijah faced Ahab boldly and told him exactly that there'll be drought coming. But then as we look at the next couple of verses, it's strange. Go with me to chapter 17 now with what God says to him. So verse 1 says that as the Lord God of Israel lives before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word. And this is the message that he gave to Ahab. But then in verse 2, he says the word of the Lord came to him saying, go away from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. So what I want us to understand is that he's just faced this king boldly and now God's telling him to go and hide. And I wonder what must have been going on in his head. Why did God do that? I mean, isn't that how we are sometimes, is that we would feel that God needs to use us in some way. We want God to use us more. We might even pray like that. And maybe that's what Elijah's feeling, that, you know, I've just approached this king, I've been bold for you, God, I've told him what you told me I need to say, and now you're telling me to go and hide away. How does that work? And as we read through the text of the next couple of chapters, we'll say that it's 3 years until he faces Ahab again. That's how long that Elijah's away before he faces Ahab once again. But what we've got to see here is that there's a specific place that God needs him to go to. And God's going to train him, and God's going to mold him there. And this is where he's going to become strong in God. And the word Cherith there means cut off. Alright? Means cut off. And it's a little place that may be insignificant as well. And God says, what? I'm going to provide for you in that place. Now what we've got to understand, that Cherith was not the best place. It was a place cut off obviously from everywhere else. He's cut off from everyone else. He's hiding away. But what he doesn't understand is for his own protection and for his own good. And what we need to understand here is that there was a specific place that God sent him to, a specific place that God was going to provide for him. And that was true. If he had gone anywhere else, he would have been in trouble. You with me, church? And this is how it's got to be in our life. When God sends us to a specific place, we need to go to that specific place, wherever it might be. Because we need to understand that when he calls us, he's going to bring about provision as well. He's never going to call us to a place and then he's going to say, okay, well, I've brought you here now. Now what? Just give me a couple of days just to figure out where we're going to from there. Right? That's not how God works. Go back to the text with me. Just go away from here. And this is all in a forceful tone. And turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is the east of the Jordan. Do you see this? God's planned this out long ago. He's planned this out long ago. He's so specific in where he needs Elijah to go. And he's telling him and he's describing to him exactly what needs to happen. And God does the same thing to us as well. You touched on it this evening with regard to God saying, you know, he's not going to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. In fact, the book of Acts teaches us that God overlooked things. In Acts chapter 17, he overlooked things in times gone past. But now, we will all give an account of our faith. And I'm paraphrasing the text. But But God calls him to a place where he's going to provide. And how does God provide for him? With ravens. Isn't that interesting as well? Because ravens are scavengers. Now this is something out of a storybook, isn't it, church? And yet this is real.
God says, hide yourself. And this is where he was going to learn to trust God. When God sends us to difficult places, we have a tendency to not want to go there. Right?
Church, you with me? When God calls us to difficult places or places us in difficult situations, we have a tendency to not want to go. I mean, after all, who loves sickness here, church? Who loves trouble? Who loves pressure? Who loves just struggling daily to just breathe? Well, none of us. So it's never a nice thing for us to experience. And it might make our life very uncomfortable at times. But God is going to bring us to a place where he needs to put us in order to make us rely on him fully. And note that there was drought that was on its way. God had given that message. And this drought was not only going to affect all those Baal worshippers, but it was going to affect God's people as well. You with me? Including Elijah. But the beauty of this is that Elijah was the man of God, chosen by God, and in all of this drought, God provides for him. And next week's lesson, we'll see as well the way God provides for him. But God provides a little brook for him, and he allows the ravens to come and feed him. And not just once, but twice a day, according to the text. Do you remember what happened to Jonah when he decided that he could, or that he wanted to go his own way, church? Where did he land up? In the belly of a fish, right? God had told him he needs to go to Nineveh, and he decided, God, that's not the place really that I want to be. Rather send me there. This is more ideal for me. And so he runs. And what happens? No longer does God provide for him. And he's on his own. So we need to be very careful, and this is why I constantly talk about seeking God's counsel, praying, seeking him out all the time in order to know exactly what he wants from you and where he needs you to go. Let's look at verse 4 now. It shall be that you will drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and lived by the brook of Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he would drink from the brook. There's a promise that always comes with the word of God. And we've mentioned that before, is that when God calls us, he's going to provide for us every single time. But also you need to understand the planning that has gone on here. Just think about this for a second, that when God created the heavens and the earth, he'd already created this brook for Elijah. Church, you with me? He'd already created this brook for Elijah. Years down the line. So how much more has he not provided for us within our life beyond what we can begin to imagine? Go with me to Psalm 37 now. Look at what verse 23 says. The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. In other words, God will guide us, he will lead us. He's going to bring about blessing within our life when we are faithful to him. When the call comes, will you go? And will you go in faith? Go with me to Philippians chapter 4 now. Let's look at verse 19. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So there's planning, there's provision. This is the God that we serve. When we think of Matthew chapter 6, Verses 25 through 34, what does the text teach us there? That God again is going to provide for us, is he not? He tells us not to be anxious in the text, but that he's going to be providing for us. And that needs to bring about a peace within our life, no matter where God is calling us, no matter what's going on in our life, that he is in control. Amen? This is where it's always at. And the more we can focus on this, and the more we can see, go back to 1 Kings 17 now, the more that we can focus on this, the more that we can see this, the more we will walk in his way, and walk in his way fervently.
The promise of God entails planning, provision, and much peace as a child of the King. Let's look at verse 5 and 6 again. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and lived by the brook of Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, bread and meat in the evening, and he would drink from the brook.
This was all in God's plan. But understand, this is where his faith was going to grow. God had provided this brook for him. But also understand this, that God promised what would come, church. Church, you still with me? What was going to come? Drought. So was this brook going to last forever? Just consider that for a second before we get there. But all of this was part of God's plan. And at this point, there was no means of food for him. And so God provided. Just as God provided for Israel in the desert. And this is what true faith is about. It's about trusting that God is going to bring about that provision within your life, despite what those circumstances may be. Despite what those struggles may be. And as we mentioned before, despite what we may see the reality is, that God is going to bring about provision. Understand that he needed to rely on God for his sole source of survival.
Romans 1 verse 17 says that the righteous will live by faith.
What does that mean? What does it mean that the righteous will live by faith? In other words, the righteous will be solely dependent on their God. They will walk with him. They will go with him wherever he sends. Wherever he calls, they will go with him. And they do not have a doubt in their mind that as they go with him, that he will not provide, that he will not protect, that he will not bless.
That is what that text means as we look, Romans 1:17. The righteous will live by faith. And we know that Abraham's right faith was accredited to him as righteousness. 6 says the ravens brought him bread, meat in the morning, in the evening. He would drink from the brook. Look at verse 7. It happened after a while that the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land.
And this is an interesting concept for us to note. And for a while, God provided for him. But what we've got to understand is that the very God that provides is also the very God that can withhold. Church, you with me? The very God that will bless you is the very God that can withhold those blessings. And the second point that we need to understand here is that it was nothing that Elijah did that displeased God for this brook to dry up. Are you with me? What is our reaction always toward God when things don't go our way? Or maybe our resources are running dry. God, have I done something? Maybe I'm living in sin. God must be displeased with me. No. It's not always like that. In fact, in this case, it's the direct opposite, isn't it, church? The reason that this brook is drying up is in order for him to move on. You see, in our life, sometimes what happens is we become very comfortable in a specific situation. And God is providing for us and blessing us. And we're trusting in him. But then we become complacent. And we become okay, and maybe we even forget that God is the one who's providing. Because things are going okay. And so this brook dries up, the food dries up, and what happens? God now tells him to move on. We'll touch on this next week. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that this guy must have been devastated. He must have been going through so much, relying on God. And if you spoken to some people who continuously say, I did this and I did this, and they look at themselves as self-made individuals, then you understand when they lose everything how difficult it is for them to come to terms with what has happened. But when you're a child of the King and that happens, so what? So what? Because you have God. And He's going to provide, and He's going to bless, and you're never going to be without. Amen? And this is what's happened with Elijah here. And the circumstances that he's facing is not because of anything that he's done. Let me just emphasize that again. In fact, he's very faithful toward God. And he's doing everything that God has asked him to do. But the reason that certain things happen within our life sometimes, and we forget about Romans 8:28, isn't it? In those crisis moments. We just throw our toys out the cart, we get upset, and we forget about Romans 8:28. Right, church? And this is what's happening to Elijah here. Is that God is trying to teach him that He will provide for him always, no matter where he is. The very God that provided that brook can provide another one 3 kilometers down the road. You with me? The very God who was bringing the food to him by ravens is going to use a woman to do that in our next section of lesson. But this is the beauty of the God that we serve. And the point here is, will you begin to trust in Him and understand that in your life, a drought is coming. God will bring about that drought within your life in order for you to constantly stay on the path that you need. And if you are an honest person and you are praying daily that God will guide you and lead you, and that you want Him to change you, and that you want to be closer to Him, and that you want to be a bigger testimony for Him, then church, prepare for drought. Are you with me? Prepare for it. Because He's going to bring about that within your life in order for your dependence to be solely on Him. And once your dependence is solely on Him, your faith becomes rock solid. And when your faith is rock solid, you are unstoppable for God. Amen? And this is the point that God is bringing Elijah to, so that when he faces Ahab, in 3 years' time, there's going to be some big things that are going on as God challenges the nations who defy Him. I hope that this evening's lesson has been a blessing to you. I hope that you will be encouraged. And I hope that you will guide your understanding that when things don't go your way, it doesn't mean necessarily that God is displeased with you. Understand that He has a plan for you. He has a purpose. And the planning and the purpose comes along with provision every single time. He's never going to call you to a place that He cannot provide for you. He's never going to bring you to a mountaintop that He cannot provide for you. He's never going to take you into a valley where He cannot provide protection for you. Understand that. This is the God that we serve. He's a God that is about you and wants to see you succeed and grow day after day and glorify His name. Let's stand and sing.